knife. Are you suggesting this is a knife I have in my hand? Have you gone mad, my sane husband? There was a knife, but I lost it.
It's fascinating how the timing always lines up like a rigged game of dominoes. Just as the Epstein files start spilling out their filthy secrets, names, dates, and depraved dealings that could topple empires.
There are code words that suggest Jeffrey Epstein and his associates could maybe even be engaging in some sort of consumption. Is that human consumption?
The media machine cranks into overdrive with blatant distractions and a minimization press.
That bomb squad vehicle just pulled back in, but the two SWAT vehicles and the mobile command center are still out there somewhere. We were made aware of a location that they might be traveling to.
Election fraud gets criminally exposed in broad daylight, with whistleblowers and evidence piling up like unpaid bills.
Normally you would expect to see a smooth curve going up, not any big spikes. That's kind of what Greg was talking about, the anomalies of loading and uploading those votes. So that big spike that occurs there is a prime indicator of fraudulent voting.
And that's 604,000 votes in 90 minutes, is that right?
Correct.
Smartmatic has its office in Caracas, and it's co-located with the Consejo National Electoral, the National Electoral Commission. And there's 150 Smartmatic engineers and 150 CNE engineers side by side. And they have two missions. Number one, steal elections. Number two, defeat audit. Study audit. How do different states and different localities
do
conduct
their audit
so that when they're audited, you defeat audit?
And suddenly the SAVE Act, that beacon of voter integrity, born of common sense, loses steam thanks to spineless politicians on both sides of the uniparty aisle playing footsie with the deep state.
The SAVE Act is expected to be brought to the floor for a vote this week. What are your thoughts on that? Are you going to support the SAVE Act?
Not at all. It's a terrible idea. This notion that we want to put more obstacles in the paths of voters is just what Donald Trump wants, fewer people voting. I want every legal citizen in America to be able to vote without obstacles.
Do you think requiring an ID to vote in elections is making it harder?
It's more than that. It's more than an ID. It's proof that you were born in America. So what are we talking about, a passport or a birth certificate? Got one of those handy with you in your purse? I doubt it.
But no, we can't have the masses focusing on the actions of our overlords. Instead, it's wall-to-wall coverage of the Savannah Guthrie kidnapping saga on Fox News and every other propaganda puppet show with regurgitated monotony. But at least we at InfoWars can talk about the sheer volume of dirt they're burying under this avalanche of sensationalism.
Listen to me, because this isn't a reality TV show. This is entertainment. If this is handled wrong, we will have the Great Reset, and you'll be lucky if you're eating bugs. You'll probably be dead. And, of course, now it's come out Lex Wexner, as I told you 15 years ago, was the CIA, Mossad, MI6, mega spy chief running Epstein for George Herbert Walker Bush and Bill Barr, putting him on the Trilateral Commission when he's 30 years old, on the commission, not just a subcommission.
The Trilateral Commission is some spooky stuff. People said it was some of the people that, the Illuminati, there's some mystery about it, people that ran the world. It was politicians, but David said most countries, the politicians get elected for 4 years or 8 years, separate from the royal families in England or in the Middle East. Someone's there for 4 years and then they're not there anymore. The most important people to have stability and consistency would be businessmen. So he formed this trilateral commission of businessmen and politicians from three major continents. So it was the North American.
Yeah, I just talked to the head editor at InfoWars. I said, do you think anybody's going to be arrested? And he goes, unfortunately, no. Yeah. Welcome to the War Room. We'll be right back. Great show coming up. I'm Rob Duke.
I am making this historic announcement on Friday, December 12th, 2025. The future of InfoWars hangs in the balance. It is in your hands. They're having a state auction in January next year in about a month, but we don't even have the money for payroll or for satellites or for bandwidth. We've got this next shot to survive, but if we don't get the funds in, we shut down. So we're selling three emergency limited edition posters at InfoWarsStore.com right now that are critical to us staying on the air. And I want to encourage you to go now to get I Have Not Yet Begun to Fight, John Paul Jones' poster, and two others, Make No Peace with Evil and Defend the West, Iconic Crusades. Go now to InfoWarsStore.com to get one or more of these iconic posters, limited edition. We cannot do it without you. I have fired the bat signal. Take action now if you want to stand with us in this fight at InfoWarsStore.com, and I salute you for your support.
The words sing along.
Jeffrey Epstein didn't kill himself. 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 He was a victim of an Arkansas. Jeffrey Epstein didn't kill himself. Buddies with Bill Clinton, Prince Andrew too. He had a stable of girls for you to peruse, but now we'll never know who, because they're all redacted. Cam Bondi's redacted all the emails. Todd Blanch is covering his ass.
That's where we're at, folks. We're watching the cover-up in real time happen. Pam Bondi was on the congressional floor this morning making excuses. It's just amazing. And I'm sure they've all been told, the economy's going to tank if we arrest these cannibalistic pedophiles. Pam, you don't understand. We have to have cannibalistic pedophiles running the world, or we won't have an economy. See, that's the only way to have an economy now, is to have cannibalistic pedophiles. So, thank you for joining me. I'm your host, Rob Dew. You can follow me on X at Dews News. I have 69,000 followers, which should make some people who are into Beavis and Butthead laugh. I'm sure Rob back there in the control room just laughed. But let's get on to it. Let's go. This is the full Thomas Massey versus Pam Bondi clip, and we'll probably stop it and bring it back and go back and forth and back it up 10 seconds because we really need to address this. I've got just a few Pam Bondi clips, and then we'll move on from Epstein. I got a little couple surprises for you guys as we go throughout the day. Today is a very special day because on this day in 1974, Alex Jones was born. I don't know if anybody knows that. So I'm sure a lot of people do know that. But Jones doesn't like to make a big deal about his birthday. So we won't make that much of a big deal, but we do have a little video for him. All right, so let's go to video one. Here it is, Pam Bondi versus Thomas Massey.
To my right is an email that was sent by the victim's lawyers to the DOJ. It was a list of names not to redact, a list of names not to release. What did the DOJ do with this email? They released this email in the document production. Literally the worst thing you could do to the survivors, you did. And they're getting phone calls. A lot of these people didn't want to be known. And we know you touched the document because you redacted one name. And you redacted the lawyer's name, but you left the survivor's name there. The next document I want to show you, that was in the title, the victim's survivor's names, all right? The title of this one is Child Sex Trafficking, Co-Conspirators, Fully Redacted. And by the way, I'm going to unredact them here. Les Wexner is in this. Now, your assistant, your deputy attorney general said, oh, well, he appears hundreds of times in the files, but he doesn't appear in this file until I forced you to release it, where he's listed as a co-conspirator, not to tax evasion, but to child sex trafficking, not to prostitution, not to money laundering, child sex trafficking. And then finally, What we have here is the third exhibit that I have is emblematic of the FD-302 release. These are the documents that we need that you're holding on to and over-redacting because they have the names of the men who are implicated. How do we know? Because the survivors gave testimony to the FBI, and it's in there. And what happens when you go to the portal at the DOJ to look at what's behind this redaction? Another redaction. So we can't even see them. And then there's some of these files you've pulled down from the website that we will never see because we can't search the redactions. So I have several questions for you. Who's responsible? Are you able to track who in your organization made this massive failure and released the victims' names? Are you able to track who it was that obscured Les Wexner's name as a co-conspirator in an FBI document? Do you have that kind of accountability?
I believe Wexner's name was listed more than 4,000 times.
Yeah, I already told you that. This is where he's listed as a co-conspirator.
Can I finish my answer? Come on. Let me finish my answer.
Come on.
We corrected that within 40 minutes. He was already, you're acting like everybody's trying to cover up Wexner's name.
Reclaiming my time.
I'm going to answer this question.
Reclaiming my time. Mr. Chairman.
This isn't how this works.
Can I have my time back?
Mr.
Chairman.
The gentlelady can give her answer. The time belongs to the gentleman from
Kentucky. All right, I'm reclaiming my time.
Can I give my answer?
So yes. I'm going to put the language of the bill up on the screen.
Chairman, may I give another question on that?
It's a political joke,
and I need to give my answer on that.
We'll let the Attorney General respond, and then the
see,
gentleman
here,
can move.
Chairman, hold on. Hit pause right there. That was the one true statement. This is a political show. This is a political show left and right, because if they were going out and arresting these co-conspirators like Les Wexner and others, it would be a lot different. But these guys, I guarantee you, are lawyered up, and they've probably already talked to the DOJ. Like, look, you come after us, we're going to bring everything down. We're going to implode the economy. The end of Fight Club, watching all the buildings fall. And that's what they're doing. They're trying to hold the economy and how we run as a country hostage. And the American people are demanding that these people have accountability. Yeah. At the end of this, she does accuse him to have Trump derangement syndrome. Massey becomes the first Republican to spar with her. Yeah, most of the Republicans are falling in line. You know, and Massey might be one of these people that's more independent or more libertarian. He's probably more libertarian, so he's going to be side with the left on a few things. Let's go ahead and finish it.
Minutes. You asked me a question. Within 40 minutes, Wexner's name was added back.
Within 40 minutes of me catching you red-handed.
There was one redaction out
where he's listed as a co-conspirator. Okay.
And we invited you in. This guy has Trump derangement syndrome. He needs to get. You're a failed politician.
Chairman, please restore his time and remind the witnesses
of
this. There is no credible information. None. There were, I would bring the case yesterday that he trafficked to other individuals.
Is that your position as well?
My position is any victim who comes forward, of course, we would love to hear from them. 1-800-CALL-FBI. Did you ask Merrick Garland that the last 4 years? Did you talk about Epstein?
I am reclaiming my time. I'm glad you're asking about Merrick Garland.
You don't get a reclaim time
when
you don't.
This is bigger than Watergate.
When I don't answer a question,
this goes over four administrations. You don't have to go back to Biden. Let's go back to Obama. Let's go back to George Bush. This cover up spans decades, and you are responsible for this portion of it.
And that's
now. I want to know at what point.
Thomas Massie is right about that. Pam Bondi is, even though you would think it's not a cover-up because she's releasing 3 million documents. But, we just happened to disclose the co-conspirator Les Wexner. We just happened to delete his name until we were caught, and then we undid it. But there was an email that Alex pointed out the other day, it was an FBI memo, and it's like, we've redacted names of former presidents, secretaries of state, blah, 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 blah. So they they're protecting people. They're protecting people from accountability at the end of the day. Was that the end of that? Did we get to the end of that? That was just hard to watch. This is sort of, I guess this next clip is sort of the end of that whole segment. Did you ask Merrick? Because she mentioned that there. I thought that was a second clip. The cover-up spans decades. And he's right. Thomas Massie's right. The cover-up spans decades, and she's responsible for her portion where she said, oh, it's sitting on my desk. I'm going to release it. And then, oh, Jeffrey Epstein didn't traffic children to anybody. It was just porn that he produced and porn that he had. But then we have a list of co-conspirators that we've redacted. Oh, but here's what Pam Bondi had to say. This is clip three. And let's just play that. It's like 40 seconds. Here it is.
The Dow right now is over. The Dow is over $50,000. I don't know why you're laughing. You're a great stock trader, as I hear, Raskin. The Dow is over 50,000 right now. The S&P at almost 7,000. And the NASDAQ smashing records. Americans' 401ks and retirement savings are booming.
Wow.
That's what we should be talking about.
That's right.
We should be talking about making Americans safe. We should be talking about, what does a Dow have to do with anything? That's what they just asked. Are you kidding?
Mr. Jordan, Mr. Jordan.
So, I got this off of the account at Jennifer_Arcuri and OFFS. We all know what that means. Oh, for blank sake. Get the predators off the streets and out of the public, then preach about what keeps Americans safe. And I replied, Pam Bondi, : kids, you can have a great economy, but we have to leave the blood-drinking pedophiles alone. That's essentially what she's saying. We have to leave the blood-drinking pedos alone, okay? Because if we get rid of these guys, oh, they'll plunge the economy. That's essentially what she's saying. You like your economy? You like your booming economy? You like your 401k going up? Yeah. So that's where we're at with Pam Bondi. Now, I found this. This is another short clip. Dude writes 25 lines of code that can unredact all the Epstein files in less than 30 seconds. If we never see this guy again, we'll all know why. Under the TikTok account at Jack with 2Ks Flick. Here it is.
I wrote 25 lines of code that can probably unredact all of the Epstein files in less than 30 seconds.
Really not that crazy. All it does is take a PDF and turns it into a Microsoft Word doc, because the Microsoft Word doc just completely removes all this black line right here. So,
oh, look at that.
Took 0.2 seconds to do two documents.
Before I end the video, I would just like to mention that I am not suicidal. I am a great swimmer, and I look forward to living my life well into my 80s.
Good job, Jack. So, I don't know. People could find that code, I guess. I'm sure it's probably already on 4chan and whatnot. And grab it. And after we play this next clip, which I don't think we're going to play the whole thing, but I'm going to explain to you how we can win this war. And it's going to be a war of attrition to get these people to do what we want, because they're fighting tooth and nail. They're holding your 401ks hostage now. This is 5,200 Pentagon employees bought child porn. And this is from Anderson Cooper. This was years ago, but it's popped back up again because what's old is new. Here it is.
Hundreds of military employees and contractors who may have bought child pornography online but haven't been prosecuted or even in some cases investigated. That's right, you heard me, child pornography. As many as 1,700 names, according to a U.S. senator, on a list of 5,200 from an internet sting operation overlooked the first time around 4 years ago. Only now are they supposedly getting a second look, and only after pressure from investigative reporters and the U.S. senator you're about to hear from, Republican Charles Grassley. Pentagon porn story began in 2006. An Immigration and Customs Enforcement child pornography sting operation called Project Flicker produced payment records of about 5,200 people, many of whom provided Army or Fleet zip codes or military email addresses. Subsequently, the Pentagon's investigative branch, DCIS, began going through the ICE list to identify who actually was a DOD employee or
looking
a contractor.
For people who could help in
the investigation, however, only ran for 8 months and only cross-checked some 3,500 names for Pentagon ties, according to a senator. According to DCIS documents revealed in a Freedom of Information Act request, out of that 3,500, investigators uncovered 264 employees or contractors, including staffers for the Secretary of Defense and contractors at the NSA. 9 people had top security clearances. But only about 20% of those 264 people were completely investigated. Fewer still were prosecuted, and after about eight months, the entire probe was halted. It left about 1,700 names totally unchecked, 1,700 alleged kiddie porn customers, an unknown number of whom may still work in some capacity for the Defense Department. Late last summer, after investigations by the Boston Globe and Yahoo News revealed the figures, a Pentagon spokesman promised to reopen the investigation, conceding that DCIS had stopped due to lack of resources. DCIS says it is now revisiting all 5,200 names, telling Senator Grassley's staff they've now identified 302 employees or staffers. The Pentagon's IG telling us, and I quote, "Any suggestion that the DOD Office of Inspector General or its criminal investigative arm, the DCIS, is not taking Operation Flicker and the issue of child pornography seriously is in error." But Senator Grassley says he is still not getting the cooperation he needs from this Pentagon. I spoke to him earlier. Senator Grassley, you were told that 5,200 Defense Department employees had allegedly purchased child porn, and yet you're saying only 3,500 of those names were cross-checked by a defense investigator to see if they were really DOD personnel. That's mind-boggling. Why weren't all of them cross-checked?
Well, we don't have an answer to that question, but it's quite obvious that the other 1,700 should be cross-checked, and that's one of the answers to my questions that I want answered, and the implication of our questions is they ought to be cross-checked. We ought to find out, because we're talking about not just general pornography here. We're talking about child pornography, and child pornography, taking that down is a crime. And also, there's an added factor here, considering the fact that there's a lot of secured information, national security information, that the world shouldn't know, that a lot of times foreign operatives will use this sort of criminal activity to blackmail to get information. So there's a lot of things here that
are involved. All right, we can cut it there. I think that's the most important part. Well, people can be blackmailed. Maybe we should get those people out of working under government. I mean, can we just have if you're a pedo, you can't work for government act? I mean, if you're a kiddie diddler, no government contracts? I mean, why is that so hard? But this brings me to my point of how we can win this. Because right now, I had a chart, I think it's right here, of the interest, and we'll play a video of this later, the interest in Trump and Epstein over time. Like, you could see Epstein is nothing until the Epstein files are released. Now people are going crazy searching for Epstein and Trump. And this is Mark Mitchell put this out in response to, you can see there's Epstein's in blue, Trump's in red. And you can see they're off the charts compared to where they had been. And this is Caroline Levitt saying, we're moving on from Epstein. Well, the public's not moving on. And so what we have to do is sustain this momentum, bring up old stuff. Harrison found a clip of me and him in Times Square in 2017. Interviewing people, talking about, I think we were talking about the Franklin cover-up. When I first moved to Austin, one of the jobs I took, I wasn't very successful at it, but it was for selling Kirby vacuum cleaners. And one of the strategies they gave you to sell the vacuum was, so they gave you a vacuum, and then they had, where the bag was, they had a contraption where you put just a cloth. You put the cloth on the back end of the vacuum. So you'd vacuum it for a little bit, and then you'd pop the cloth off, and you'd open it up, and it would show all the dirt that was in it, okay? And after about a week, the guy brought us in there. He's like, look, I'm going to teach you about the dirt tolerance level, the DTL. And he kept vacuuming and popping them off and showing it. And he kept vacuuming, and he said, as you're talking, you just keep vacuuming, and you keep showing. And you keep vacuuming, and you keep showing. Until you cover their whole floor with dirt that you picked up out of their carpet. Eventually, he goes, you will hit their dirt tolerance level. And when you hit their dirt tolerance level, they will buy the vacuum. Okay? We have to take that principle and put it on Epstein and pedophilia in government and pedophilia with these billionaires, and we just keep hitting them and hitting them and hitting them. And the more we hit them, the more this will leak out. You know, eventually Savannah Guthrie's grandma is going to be found dead or alive, and they're going to have to end that story. Okay, eventually all these stories of no significance are going to be ended. And when they do, it's going to be nothing but government covering for pedos, people in government working for pedos, people in government as pedos, and we're going to keep doing it. So instead of a dirt tolerance level, it's a pedo tolerance level. We're just going to keep hitting them. We got people who are busting low-level pedos out there. We're just going to keep showing the videos, showing them again, and keep putting it up. And we're not going to stop. And we will hit the pedo tolerance level. And when we hit the pedo tolerance level, eventually it'll be so much stuff that they can't deny it. They will have to do something, or somebody will come along in a position of power to do something. Or maybe that's you out there. Maybe you're out there going, I want to get rid of these pedos in government. That's hard, because these are satanic people and they have no problem killing you or your family. There was just a governor candidate in Minnesota, a guy running. His daughter was found stabbed in her apartment. Dead. She's dead. So that's what happens in Minnesota. I mean, they're killing people in Minnesota. Politicians, prospective politicians, Mike Lindell, hope he has great security, because these people aren't messing around. We are messing with their money. And just like we haven't seen any arrests in the Somali daycares yet, they've brought people in. I mean, I want to see names. I want to see pictures. I want to see people being deported. I want to celebrate that. But we're never going to have a country of any significance until this stuff is addressed and people are held accountable. And the only way to do it is hit the pedo tolerance level. So join me in our quest to get these horrible, nasty people out of government and out of our lives and in prison and do it. There's a interest over the past 5 years. You see a little one in, what was that, 2024, and then a little more, and then boom, 2026. Look at that. That's Epstein. Look where it's at now. See, we have the momentum. It's not stopping, okay? So we need people analyzing these files. We need people putting videos together. We need people sharing videos. And we're not going to stop. That's the only way to stop. I mean, that's the only way to do it, is not to stop. Not to stop. All right, we got a great show for you. Let me tell you who's coming up. I got Sean Stryker. He was a caller. He's got a few sites. Restore-America.org is one of them. We're going to be talking about how we can peacefully take back our government. And then there is a mass shooting in Canada. I don't know why, because I thought they got rid of all the guns, but apparently they didn't. The last gun in Canada was given to a trans person, and they shot up a school. And now they're dead. So Kelsey Sharin is going to come on and talk about that. And then survivalist at the third hour, Chris Hyde, is going to come on. He runs a group called SkyEarthGathering.org. He's a survivalist. And we're going to talk about, how do you survive in an urban environment? Because if the Insurrection Act happens and you're in that city and you're locked down, maybe you're visiting, maybe you're a reporter, maybe you're living in the zone, this information could save your life. So, got a great show. This is just the start. But the pedo tolerance level, we must hit it. And we haven't hit it yet. It's a long way to go.
When RFK Jr. mixes something into his drink, people pay attention. Plenty of folks are wondering what was in that little bottle he uncorked during a flight.
What is Bobby Kennedy Jr. dropping into that glass of water? Methylene blue. Mel Gibson also praised methylene blue on Joe Rogan recently.
This stuff works, man.
A stimulant stimulates cells themselves to turn the cell up. This turns the energy up. That's why there's no letdown. That's why you can take this and go to sleep, too. But you sleep better on it, in my experience.
No, I really like it. I'm going to have to get on this stuff.
Here, show her Kennedy taking it. Kennedy literally gobbles it.
He must be doing something right. That ripped bod is 73 years old.
Our Methylene Blue, medical grade, made in Florida, is incredible. Cleans out your mitochondria, clarity, focus, energy. You've seen the rave reviews of every guest we've had on. It's game changing.
I feel like, wow, there's power in coalescing all your thoughts.
Did you hear our last guest, what she said happened to her?
No. What?
She said brain fog just lifted.
That's what it feels like.
I feel lighter. It's really interesting. I almost like feel smarter.
This stuff kicked in and it like instantly I just felt like this weird meditative energy. I don't know how to explain it. I don't feel jittery. I just felt like instantly like I went from 5 hours of sleep like I got last night to like 10 hours. I don't know how to explain it. This stuff's new to me, but I like it. Methylene Blue works for me.
I just kind of feel like I'm sitting up straight more. I'm thinking more. The thoughts are coming in easier. I'm making decisions faster. And it really does. And it gives you clean energy.
When I'm talking, it seems like it's not really me talking. I can hear my talking and going, wow.
I agree. It's almost like an out-of-body experience. It's like you're behind yourself.
That is what it feels like. But my brain's going really fast.
It clears the brain fog where you're actually able to focus more clearly.
For me, it's like a fog lifted, but it was like a veil lifted off, you know? Incredible. Best product that I've purchased so far.
Yeah!
I feel more energetic. I feel more alive.
I found that within 30 minutes of taking it, I have improved focus, improved short-term memory, improved energy. But if I take it late in the day, it doesn't interfere with my ability to sleep, which is very rare for something like this. I get a tingly feeling in my fingertips. It's almost like it's improving my circulation.
I feel tingling fingers.
Methylene Blue radically increases glucose uptake in the brain.
Okay.
So it makes you better and more efficient at using your sugar. We all know the brain uses like 25% of the calories in the body or something.
Sure.
Crazy.
They've done studies that chess masters burn like 5,000 calories in a day in a tournament because they're so focused on directing energy to their mind as they're thinking so critically that it's like almost like an Olympic athlete.
Well, think about this stuff. It operates in a very similar way. That's the real thing Methylene Blue does. I really believe in this product. A lot of people have bought our Methylene Blue. Our Methylene Blue is incredible. I take it personally. But yeah, I mean, like, this is a solid product. Take this in the morning. A couple hours later, you'll experience the cognitive benefits of it.
I mean, it's so good, it's scary. It's just amazing. So yes, it really does work. It varies person to person, but it's amazing.
About 15 minutes ago, I took 10 drops of the Ultimate Methylene Blue. I must say that it does a damn good job.
99% of people that take it have between moderate to just insanely good effects. So good for your whole body.
Definitely noticed my focus, cognition increased, good energy right now. I'm a practicing dentist, so I have more patients to treat coming up, so I'm always looking for that afternoon boost without the slump.
With this, it's like in your head where you're like, you can feel it. Your body's a little tingly, but you're just more aware of what's going on.
I would definitely recommend the Alex Jones Methylene Blue here. It's great stuff, so thank you, Alex. Keep it coming.
Powered by Methylene Blue. Ultra Methylene Blue at thealexjonesstore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
You're watching The War Room with your host, Rob Dew. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Out on the edge, you're the Milky Way's arm. There's a hardworking man working hard on his farm. The so-called stars, how they play their games. There's a dark little secret that's calling their names. Epstein's Island, hidden away from our view. Where the powerful gather, doing what they do. On the spiral. There's a parasite sucking the blood of humanity. No one knows when it started, but it's sure been a while. Out in deep space, paying taxes to pedophiles. Texas to pedophiles from the ranches of New Mexico.
That's Matt Baker with paying taxes to pedophiles, because that's basically what we're doing. We're pedophile protectors at this point. So we got to ask ourselves, we're going to let that continue or are we going to stop it? And the only way to stop it is to just keep piling it on. We can't stop. I want to go to, this is a report Alex did last night before he's going to take a couple days off. Of course, he'll be working. He doesn't take really a day off. He's always working, always getting information, spreading information, putting information out there for people. But he's going to go low-key for a couple days, try to get fully healed from his voice. And we can't wait. Today is his birthday, however. So he's 52, so he's a year older than me now, just for about a month and a half, or about a month and 10 days. Anyway, here is his report from last night dealing with the latest, moving on from the Epstein files. And it's got an interesting clip at the end that some people put out. Basically, some people in Ohio were going to their county commissioner's court. And this is part of this piling on, the pedo tolerance level, reaching the pedo tolerance level, is going around and confronting these people and the people that are protecting them. So they went to their county commissioners and were asking, like, why are you accepting money from this guy who's literally a co-conspirator for child trafficking, child sex trafficking in the Epstein files? All right, here's that report.
We're moving on from that. Reagan.
Respected polling agencies like Rasmussen show that there is all-time high concern and focus by the American people on the Epstein cover-up that's now become a national and global crisis. But the White House continues to try to gaslight. We're about to break it down right now. So the press secretary says that the White House and the administration want to move on from Epstein. Well, number one, that's not what the polls show. It's at all-time record interest. It's been a giant story for a decade. Since he killed himself, it's been one of the top stories, and now it is exponentially off the charts, ladies and gentlemen, and people are searching the name Donald Trump at record levels in association with it. And what's crazy is I've studied the thing for 18 years since it first broke. And it even came out in the new Epstein documents that Trump's the one that blew the whistle on him and got him arrested 18 years ago. Epstein told Michael Wolff, the big enemy of Trump, writing all those books against him, that no, he never saw the girls or got the massages, and that he hated Trump, and that he knew Trump had been the one that dropped a dime on him. So why is Trump saying move on from it? Because it embarrasses a bunch of mainly Democrats, but also top Republicans like Howard Lutnick, and Trump thinks it'll kill the economy if the horrible stuff in there ever comes out. And it's coming out anyways. So Trump was never part of it, but now by extension has made himself part of it. Here's the deal. We're going to expose that. We're going to expose anybody in his orbit that's involved. But the news, the corporate media, and even the influencers are only focusing on Lutnick living next door and lying about going to the island, which should be looked at, and I think Lutnick should resign. But then when you've got cannibalism and money laundering and human trafficking and buying babies with top Democrats and Les Wexner, that I've been exposing for 18 years as being his handler, no one is going there. It's not getting any of the coverage that it deserves. So go after everybody that's guilty, but don't let the Democrat leadership sit there and focus in only on the Trump connections, which again are the weakest there, but still deserve to be covered. Anybody saying, hey, don't look at all this other certified, hardcore, insane stuff, only look at Trump and the cover-up, are involved in the main cover-up of the real crimes. The Justice Department is 100% covering this up. The Justice Department 100% cannot be trusted. And what do you expect from Todd Blanche, a Democrat Party lawyer? And that buck stops with Trump, because he's the one that put him in there, and he's the one that removed Ed Martin, and he's the one killing all the indictments. And so at the end of the day, Trump has himself to blame for this. It's really sad because Trump has done so much good on so many fronts, getting us out of the carbon taxes, securing the border, getting $20 trillion investment back in the country, beginning to turn the economy around, cutting energy prices by 45%, finding half the 500,000 missing kids. He's put good people in, like RFK Jr., going after the poison shots and pulling fluoride out and the dyes and the chemicals. I mean, it's paradoxically so wonderful over here. And then Trump is going along with the power structure, just like he did with the COVID shots. It's really sad. So I'll celebrate the good and defend it, but I'll fight the evil. But no, as the numbers show from Rasmussen, who's got the most accurate polling out there, and Mark Mitchell, this is the opposite. America hasn't moved on. In fact, America is more concerned than ever. This is a major litmus test, and we're not going to be gaslit anymore, and we're not going to sleep. So Trump thinks we're going to move on. We're not. President Trump, this could destroy the country, destroy the West, and really destroy the world. This is causing a societal crisis because the public's uninformed and kind of in the dark on a lot of subjects, doesn't pay attention. But on the Epstein case, they're informed. They're getting more informed by the minute. But the Democrats are misdirecting all of it and making it all about you. And you have created that vacuum. You've created the climate to allow that to happen.
And that remains true. And this call, if it did happen, corroborates exactly what President Trump has said from the beginning. And I'm sure many of you, when you read that alleged FBI report, probably thought to yourself, wow, this really cracks our narrative that we've been trying to push about this president for many years. So we're moving on from that. Reagan.
Mr. Speaker, yesterday, Congressman Massey and I went to the Department of Justice to read the unredacted Epstein files. We spent about 2 hours there, and we learned that 70 to 80% of the files are still redacted. In fact, there were six wealthy, powerful men that the DOJ hid for no apparent reason. When Congressman Massey and I pointed this out to the Department of Justice, they acknowledged their mistake, and now they have revealed the identity of these six powerful men. These men are Salvatore Navora, Zurab Mikolads, Leopig Leonor, Nicola Caputa, Sultan Ahmed bin Suleyam, CEO of Dubai Ports World, and billionaire businessman Leslie Wexner, who was labeled as a co-conspirator by the FBI. Now, my question is, why did it take Thomas Massey and me going to the Justice Department to get these six men's identities to become public?
Les Wexner, though, is in a lot of trouble. He is the main handler, and then above that, the CIA, Bill Barr, and others. That's all on record. It goes back to George Herbert Walker Bush, the first hired Epstein with the CIA. So maybe the corporate media is blacking it out, but the villagers with their pitchforks in his local town are not. Here's a clip.
Leslie Wexner, who is part of a trifecta of sexual abuse scandals.
How you doing?
Are we going to get some justice for the survivors, Mr. T-Berry? The survivors outside, are we going to get some justice for them? Mr. Johnson, you ever get tired of telling lies for these people? You ever get tired of telling lies for these people?
I don't tell any lies.
You Where's Wexner? What's he doing today?
You have to ask his people.
Well, his people right there. We're chairman, John Ziger, is his personal lawyer. Where's Wexner, Ziger? We got to get you straightened up, brother.
I don't, you know.
You don't think it's a conflict of interest?
I speak for the university, only the university.
How is this?
I'll talk to you later. This was fun.
Mr. Carpenter, we're going to get some justice for the survivors today.
Mr. Marshall.
I know you're...
This gentleman is here accosting people coming into the courtroom. This gentleman right here.
Should Wexner's name share the same line with a guy like Woody Hayes?
Well, I mean...
He also handpicked Mike Jeffries, the former Abercrombie CEO. He's been indicted for sexual trafficking, interstate prostitution. So that's the trifecta. Wexner.
That's not good.
Look, I don't have. If you. Listen, I think Wexner has been tied to Epstein the whole time. What do you expect?
I expect some people to talk about it, to get it in the media, to use your office. Leslie Wexner's been running around this city for 40 years, being a sex criminal, and you guys act like you got no power. I put you on the spot, and I'm just a lowly county commissioner. You're one of the most powerful people in this county, brother. And you're going to stand here and act, I'm a small bean? Don't play that act with me.
So I think it's wrong. I think that this needs to come to light. And somebody's going to step up and say, all right, this happened, and agree to it. But you know what's happening at the national level, what's happening here? They're hiding all this stuff. I think it's wrong.
The Wexner facility, that name was put up there with Woody Hayes, the most prestigious name in university history. $5 million donation. $2.5 came from his wife. The other $2.5 came from Jeffrey Epstein, his foundation, which is Zell Maxwell. $2.5.
If you want to forward that to me, I'll look at it and contact
him. I'm giving you the heads up because there's a storm coming.
Well, then that's a problem for him if that's the case.
Yeah.
Do I like Les Wexner? I barely know the guy, but do I like what he's done?
Will you give his money back? Your campaign money?
He gave me money years ago.
Will you give it that money back to charity?
Sure.
All right. There we go. Thank you. Appreciate it.
That's
a sad state of affairs, brother.
So you could watch that and share that on X. White House claim that American people are ready to move on from Epstein firestorm is refuted by top pollster Rasmussen reports, showing the interest and concern is at all-time highs. I showed you that earlier. Here's one little bright spot, though. I mean, this isn't necessarily taking the money from the pedophiles, but here we have Senator John Kennedy. President Trump just signed my bill to stop sending checks to dead people. It's expected to save billions of taxpayer dollars. Wow. I mean, the fact that it's 2026 and we finally get a bill to not send money to dead people. Oh, isn't that amazing? Well, it's a start. It's a start. And better than we saw from Joe Biden. But this short song here, this is clip 7. This little, this is a 3-part harmony. For those of you keeping track at home of what I think the American people are really feeling about Epstein, and I did censor this for the on-air audience. Here it is.
On the Epstein list, Republican or Democrat, oh, I don't give a shit. You can bet your bottom dollar they will not be missed. Burn the Epstein list. Hey!
That's it. That's all we want. We want people that have committed crimes to be held accountable, just like we are every time we speed or run a stop sign or park too long somewhere. You know, every little government minder wants to stick their thumb up our butts and look around every time we do something. So all we're asking for is the same accountability. It's not too hard. All right, now let's cleanse the palate here. Maybe we'll get back to Epstein at some point, but I think we're done for now. This is clip 8, and go right to it. Don't sit me on the screen as you're playing it. It's only 20 seconds long. This is one of the good things AI is being used for, is to reimagine things. This is The Thing reimagined as a 1980s children's cartoon. Here it is. That makes me happy, seeing things like that. The Thing was a movie I grew up with and watched many times. In fact, all of John Carpenter's movies seemed to be on HBO in the 80s, and The Thing was one of the best. Anytime that was on, I'm stopping and watching. I don't care what part it is, I'm watching The Thing. We did a few Thing videos. I think we stuck Hillary's head on the spider one time and had it during the 2016 election. Fun stuff. That's what AI should be used for. Here's an interesting one. Now, actually, I think on the next 5-minute segment, I'll play this guy's video. Austin Mann using AI as campaign manager for city council run. And I think this is, I don't know if anybody else has reported on this. Robert Jeb Costello has announced he's using artificial intelligence as his campaign manager, strategist, and fact checker for his run in Austin City Council District 5. I'll play that later. Interesting using AI as just your campaign manager. Probably saves on staff and waiting for volunteers to show up and help. So, but people are using AI for a lot of different things. I personally really like the 1980s Thing cartoon show. Let's see. Where do we go from here? All right, let's do this. Oh, yeah, we got time. We're going to play the first five of Dr. John Coleman's speech. And Dr. John Coleman was an intelligence officer. And this is sometime during the Clinton administration. So it had been in the 90s. He came out and was talking about the Committee of 300. He wrote a book called The Committee of 300. And basically what it is, I'll paraphrase and then we'll go to his speech because he kind of puts it very eloquently. The British East India Company made a crap ton of money back in the day. And the people that ran that British East India Company decided, hey, we have so much frickin' money, we can kind of fade into the background and then have people underneath us. So if you were to look at the capstone of the pyramid, that's the Committee of 300 up there. And then it comes down. And then down here is us holding it up, propping up this facade. And then somewhere mixed in there with all the other criminals are the pedophiles and the government officials and the police and all the other people and the politicians. And of course, mixed with lots of pedophiles. So that's that. So this is clip 13. We're only going to play the first 5 minutes of it. But this is a really, really good speech. I actually posted the whole thing on band.video. We'll show you where that is when we come back. Here it is.
Ladies and gentlemen, I bring you a message of hope, not fear. A message that I hope will galvanize us all into much needed action. The problem is quite simple. Anarchy and chaos prevails in Washington, D.C. because the federal government has seized powers to which it is not entitled to and is passing masses of laws that are 100% unconstitutional. And when you get men setting themselves up as greater than the Constitution of the United States, you get anarchy and eventually tyranny. It's taken me 25 years to come to the conclusion that I have come to. And I want to tell you that one of the biggest things I discovered in my work was the existence of a supranational committee composed of 300 men. I came across this quite by accident when I was serving in Africa, in Angola, and I was given a series of documents which were only supposed to be handed in to top-level people. They were what we called above the top level of classification of intelligence documents. And there I discovered that whilst I thought I was in Africa fighting against the invasion of the communists, I was in fact fighting to introduce socialist regimes in the black African countries, and that I was actually working for a committee called the Committee of 300, also known in intelligence circles as the Olympians. In my book, The Committee of 300, which took 20 years of research, and incidentally, I was only a little bit behind with Karl Marx. He spent 30 years in the British Museum in London, where he got most of his things from. I'd point out that the British East India Company was the most powerful trading company in the world. They made their massive monies out of the dope trade. They first grew prime poppies in Kew Gardens in Kensington, London, got the best producing opium poppies. They then shipped them to Benares in India, where they began a massive plantation of poppies, opium producing poppies. They then used their famous tea clippers to transport the poppies in the form of raw opium to China. And by their military force, they imposed an opium policy on China that turned the Chinese nation into a nation of addicts. And they enforced this policy, which was known to the royal family and Lord Gladstone, the Prime Minister, and every one of the lords and ladies in England. And they made a massive, huge fortune in researching these documents in India House in London. I came across some of the manifests of the old tea clippers and the numbers of kegs of opium they carried and the values. And I totaled up these things, and I found to my astonishment that if we took 1970 as an optimum year for profits in General Motors and Ford, in 1 year, the opium trade with China was three times the profits of the combined profits of Ford and General Motors in 1970. And this was shared by 300 people. That was the committee that ran the British East India Company. They all had equal voting rights. They could not outvote each other, and of course they were sworn to secrecy. The descendants of the British East India Company today run the United States. These 300 men in the Committee of 300 still run the world today with an iron fist. Their wealth is untold, cannot be measured. I know I looked at some of the records that I could find in Italy, in Rome. I've done most of my work on location, and this has always been invaluable to me. And I came across the families in Italy who were called the Fondi, meaning the people who had all the money. They were all members of the Committee of 300, the Lucatis, the Recanatis, the Volpi du Miseratis. These people are so wealthy that they would make David Rockefeller look like a piker. That is how rich they are. And this is the committee that runs the world. Now, in my book, The Committee of 300, I name every one of them. This is not a book that talks about they. It gives you specifics. And I must say, I do the same thing in my new book, Socialism, The Road to Slavery, which was 10 years in researching. On July the 4th, 1789, George Washington told the Congress, it is necessary for us to impose tariffs to protect the manufactories of our colonies. That was the first trade barrier. Now, let us dispose for once and for all with the words that have been implanted on our minds, like isolationist, and you are for restricted trade, and you are against global trade. The United States of America did not grow great on global trade. The United States of America grew...
I thought that part was pretty interesting. George Washington was the first guy to start tariffs, and he did that to protect businesses in the colonies. There you can find it on InfoWars Legends, that channel on band.video. And if you go to... I'm going to repost this on X right now, but there you can find his book. Literally, it's on the CIA website, the link to that. So I'll put that out now. We got a whole bunch of show. We got a bunch of guests coming up, actually. This next hour is going to be filled with guests. And, man, crazy times we're living in, people. But let's keep the pressure up. Let's not get defeatist. Let's keep fighting. That's what we're meant to do. We'll be right back to Watching the World.
Ladies and gentlemen, Nitric Boost, the all-time fan favorite, is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com.
You've looked at our formula. You like it?
I did, and I do, yes. Well, nitric oxide is a key. It's made by our own bodies again. It's made by L-citrulline and L-arginine, the amino acids.
Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Judy Mikovits, without me even knowing she'd gotten it and used it, came on years ago and said, this was the best spike protein detoxer she'd found.
So you want to boost your own body's ability. The nitric oxide relaxes the endothelium, the vasculature. It relaxes the vein. So I use the two, your InfoWars. I keep that on my shelf. And I feed myself the Cardio Miracle, which is just for straight food. It's a different formulation than that one. And the two together are a 1-2 punch. So you get in your food the ability to make what you need and no more.
It is already a nationwide best-selling bodybuilding product for over 20 years. Bodybuilders take it as it helps grow muscles and better workouts and things. So for those of you that love Nitric Boost, it's back in stock right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And for those that haven't tried Nitric Boost, you are really missing out. Secure your Nitric Boost right now at InfoWarsStore.com. We're battling in the courts. We're still here. A year after the Onion said they bought us, we might actually hold on and win. But regardless, the shopping cart's there, the shipments are going out, and you will get your product. But if you don't order it, support us, we'll be off the air. So please take action now at InfoWarsStore.com and experience Nitric Boost for yourself. It's good for men and women. Get your Nitric Boost now, right now, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. And thanks for being the reason, one way or another, we'll always be on the air. InfoWarsStore.com, Nitric Boost, back in stock.
We'll be right back.
receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.